Biblical faith. Now, faith is the assurance that what we hope for will come about, and the certainty that what we cannot see exists. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Biblical faith is unique. Biblical faith makes a clear distinction between the Creator and the creature. Biblical faith is founded on the fact that God is God and we are not. Biblical faith is believing God's word and trusting God to keep his word. Faith is man's response to the promises of God, and God expects us to trust him. But biblical faith can only be biblical faith if Jesus is central to our belief. God does not go out of his way to try to prove that he exists. He simply states it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Either we exhibit faith and believe it, or we reject it. There's no middle ground. It is vital to believe in God, but his saving plan is only possible through Christ. So only those who believe in God and Jesus Christ, whom he sent, are saved. God tells us the truth in his word and expects us to respond by believing him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. We either trust his word as true or refuse to believe it. There's no alternative. Faith is implemented through hearing the word of God and God's plan for man. And faith is established by believing the word of God and Christ's finished work. If we believe on Jesus as Saviour, then we are saved, period. Trusting in Jesus Christ as Saviour is sufficient, for God seals you as his child. At that point, we enter an entirely new and exciting relationship with God. If we don't believe on Jesus as Saviour, we are not saved and condemn ourselves. Only when we believe on Christ as Saviour does biblical faith really kick in. Biblical faith is for the believer, not the non-believer. Biblical faith not only expects us to believe his word, but to act upon it. Biblical faith is founded on truth, on facts, and not on experience or feelings. Biblical faith is rooted in the truth of God's word, with Christ its central object. You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Salvation is the gift of God's grace to man and is accessed by believing his word. Faith is not a good work done for God, nor does faith have any merit or reward. Faith is a non-meritorious response to the gospel of God. Faith has no room for human worthiness, but is based on Christ's righteousness. It is not faith that merits salvation, but faith that gains access to God's gift of grace. Faith is a free will choice made by the individual in response to the word of God. Faith is the only possible response that God accepts, and salvation is the outcome. But unbelief is also a free will choice, and only condemnation follows unbelief. The issue in faith is not how much faith you have, but in whom you place your trust. Biblical faith is not an escape from reality or a retreat into some private little world. Biblical faith is not some airy, fairy, fingers crossed hope or based on legalistic laws. Biblical faith is not a conditioning program or a form of unthinking indoctrination. Biblical faith is not based on feelings and emotions, or the false prosperity teachings. Biblical faith is not a political movement, a social club, or a do-goody congregation. Biblical faith does not take the gospel and repackage it into a feel-good program. Biblical faith does not pretend to have extra biblical revelation or esoteric disclosures. Biblical faith has confidence in God's character, His word, His ability, and promises. Biblical faith makes a clear distinction between the Creator and His creatures. It treats the Word of God as historical fact, empirical reality, and spiritual truth. It considers Scripture as God's non-negotiable, inerrant, factually correct Word. It anticipates total trust in God's character, revelation, promises, plans, and purposes. It excludes all legalistic regulations, man-made interpretations, or meritorious works. Biblical faith is simply believing God's word and trusting God to keep His word. Biblical faith is unique. It is implemented through hearing the word of God and God's plan for man. It is established by believing the word of God and Christ's finished work.